Welcome to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show with Josh Fournier.
Another incredible grab from Bobby Witt Jr. He defies gravity.
Guaranteed Foods has been helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com.
Deep to right and long gone. Jack Caglione, a two-run bomb.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Josh Fournier.
Yeah, all right. Hey, isn't it always better when the Royals come out on top? I mean, just immediately your Tuesday improves. Your Monday night ends with the Royals win as they take the opener from the Athletics and do so in convincing fashion. Clearly the better team with the better pitcher. Royals win by a final score of 9-5. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Now, here's what I want to know from you. Now you can touch on anything that transpired tonight. We can talk about the season. We can look ahead to next season. But there is one question that I have for you, because I need your help on this. Because I know I am going to receive this question endlessly over the next few weeks. I'll pose that question to you coming up in just a moment. But right now, I want to head inside that victorious Royals clubhouse and say congratulations and welcome back to Michael Garcia. How about this return to the lineup tonight? His first step to the dish. He drives in the game-tying run in the first inning. Michael, how good did it feel to be back with the boys?
Yeah, I'm just happy to be back. It feels like the first time when I get to the big leagues, exciting before a game and too emotional, you know, and just happy to be back and help the team win.
So when you walk into the clubhouse this afternoon, what's the reaction from the teammates?
They was happy for me because, you know, I was out for 7 weeks. So I think they miss me and everybody miss me, see me playing baseball, and I miss them. And I mean, I see them playing every single day and, you know, fighting every single night. And I want to be part of that and just glad to be back.
That opposite field RBI single in the first inning, man, I've been watching you do that for years. It looked like you haven't missed any time. How good did that feel?
It feels good. I mean, just tied the game in the first inning, but feels better when I hit and my hand doesn't hurt. So sure. I'm just happy for the hit and my head doesn't hurt. So it's better though.
So what is the plan moving forward? Are you ready to go every day? Do you need to be careful with the hand?
I miss a lot of games, so I'm ready to play every single night. I have to talk you to pull me every single night there and help the team win and play the games that I lost.
Final thing for you, we have about 6 weeks left in the season. What are your goals for the final 6 weeks?
My goal for this 5 weeks is just play hard, help the team win, and, you know, we still have a chance to get a playoff, so we can't give up, and we go every single night outside to play better, to win every single night, and, I mean, we have the team to do it.
Well, welcome back, Michael. I appreciate you dialing us up. I love the attitude, love the performance, and I hope I get to see you back out there tomorrow night. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you guys.
There you go. Michael Garcia, the Royals all-star third baseman, kind enough to dial us up. His first game back in the big leagues in, you know, 2 months. Vinny Pasquantino's return to the lineup. Shoot, guys, this is the first time since June 9th that this team has been back together whole. June 9th. Royals win tonight, 9-5, our final score. Here's the question I have for you. Again, thanks again to Michael Garcia for dialing us up. here on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. What I want to know from you is this. What are you going to say when that coworker of yours, or that sibling of yours, or that friend of yours says to your excitement about this win, or to your excitement about this team or this offense or what this squad could be in 2027, what are you going to say when they respond with, seen it before, yeah, right, I'm not buying it, I'm not new to Royals baseball, I've seen plenty of red-hot Septembers and late-season runs and spectacular finishes to the month of August, even though the team is 22 games below 500. What are you going to say when those detractors start to show up? Because I know what's going to happen throughout this homestand. Certainly throughout this series against the A's, which very well could be the worst team in Major League Baseball. The A's certainly have the worst rotation in Major League Baseball. So as the Royals put 9 runs on the board and finally support Michael Wacha, you know the attitude of that coworker, that sibling, that friend, you know their attitude is going to be, yeah, I saw this in 2019 with Adalberto Mondesi and Hunter Dozier and Jorge Soler, you know. I saw this in 2021 with Carlos Santana and Andrew Benintendi. I've seen this before. When the Royals are out of it, everybody's checked out. Most Kansas City sports fans are getting fired up for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I've seen this before where the Royals try to say, hey, don't forget about us. We're finally playing our best baseball of the season. What are you going to say when you get that in response? Because I know that's all I'm going to hear tonight on the postgame show, tomorrow night on the postgame show, throughout the city on sports radio. It's going to be, yeah, the Royals won last night, but it was the A's. But too little, too late. What are you going to say? Or are you just going to bite your tongue? Do you agree? 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Are you buying it? Do you bite back? Or do you bite your tongue? I know tomorrow morning when I'm listening to Fesco and Dusty, somebody on that show, Fesco, Dusty, or Mac Morey, one of them will say, who cares? Who cares that the Royals won 9-5? Who cares that the gang is back together? A gang, an offense, that again we haven't seen healthy and together since June 9th. And as I say that, they're not healthy. I love the toughness of Mikel Garcia. Says he doesn't have that pain in his hand. I'm sure it's not far away. I wouldn't be surprised if that pain in his hand shows up once again before the season concludes. You know, Vinny and Salvi are grinding. You know that back still bothering Bob on occasion. It's too late into the season to think that these guys aren't all banged up. And yet they're all together, all grinding through it, all for a team that, despite what Mikel said, a team that is more than out of it, 22 games below 500. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. So what do you say when the detractors come a-calling? Do you say anything? Do you bite back or bite your tongue? Let's go to Butch on the Plaza. Butch, you're hitting leadoff on this Monday night. You're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not worried about what some of these people say. I'm kind of a fan who looks at things, and you and I have talked before about the lack of opposite field hitting on this team. And then I've been in Spain and Portugal for 2 weeks. So I come back and I hear that they did a study, the club did, and they found out that the club had become pull happy. Well, I think you and I already knew that, and I wish the coaches would have addressed it earlier. But tonight, you look out there in the first inning, and there's hits to the opposite field. Even Salvi had one that drove in two runs and everything. You know, the Milwaukee Brewers have the best record in baseball. People say, oh, the Dodgers are the best and all that. The Brewers have the best record in baseball. And I think the Brewers also have the fewest home runs in the National League. But when you watch the Brewers, they're hitting the ball where it's pitched, and they're hitting it between people, and they're running and playing great defense and scoring, probably as much as anybody in baseball. This team could be the same way if they just would do that. And like I said, you and I have talked about this before, but I thought if they can do things like they did tonight, it's going to turn the corner. And I just hope the management doesn't think, well, now we can just run this same team out next year. There are things missing, and they got to go get them. But we can't let Ursig come into a game we got a chance to win. I know they want to build up his confidence and all that, but this isn't going to work. There's something missing, and I don't know how you fix it, but you don't fix it when we're ahead. We cannot do that. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Mm-hmm. It was good to come back home, and we got back late after midnight Saturday, and we watched the game yesterday, and I thought that was the best the bullpen has looked all year. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's about all I got tonight, but it's good to be back and good to hear you, and look forward to the rest of the season.
Yeah, you always make the show better, Butch. Glad to have you back in the States. I picked up on that little joke. Noah Cameron, of course, yesterday throwing a complete game one-hitter. Butch saying that's the best the bullpen's looked all season. Yeah, as far as Lucas Ursig, if you missed it, Ursig comes in the ninth inning. Royals lead by 5. Ursig gives up a leadoff single on an 0-2 pitch. And then walks the next two batters to load the bases. Q comes out, removes Ursig, brings in Steven Cruz. Cruz needs 8 pitches to retire the side and record his 5th save of the season. Yeah, listen, I've said for a while now, I would say more than a month. To me, it looks like Lucas Ursig's issues are more, upstairs and in his chest, right? I don't know if he believes in himself. I don't know if he has positive thoughts bouncing around in his head right now. Can he find those positive thoughts? Can he find that self-belief in the big leagues? I don't know. Because to me, the only way you're going to find that confidence, that self-belief, is with success. And I don't know how he's going to have sustained success in the big leagues. Right? It's kind of a chicken or the egg thing. If you don't have the confidence, if you don't have the belief, you're not going to find it here. I don't believe. So yeah, I'm certainly not one that says just get rid of the guy. A, because you just don't have enough pitching depth to part with anybody that has ever flashed the way that Lucas Ursig flashed in 2024. So I'm not saying get rid of him, but maybe his issues cannot be solved at the big league level. Yeah, I'm not going to fight you on that, Butch. And as far as the opposite field approach, Royals collected 13 hits tonight. 6 of them went to the opposite field. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, let's go to the birthday boy, Gino. Kind enough to dial us up after he's in the building, one of the more than 12,000 to show up on this Monday night. Gino, happy birthday. How are you, buddy?
Good, very good today. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I want to just focus on one thing. You know, there's a big, broad spectrum of subjects that you could look at with the Royals. You could pick anything to talk about. But I want to talk about one thing, and it is happy, and it is positive, and it is optimistic. You may not recall this call, but it was before the season, and I said to you, Vern, I said, hey, I have this vision, and I talked about Jack Caglione and Vinny Pasquantino. Now, I'm Sicilian, so I see these guys as paisans, and I wish that they had given Vinny an appropriate ethnic nickname instead of Pasquatch. But I said that by the end of this year, I was hoping that Jack Caglione would be a made man. And I floated the idea to you that I was envisioning a year where he hit .288 with 28 home runs and 98 RBIs.
Holy crap. Those first two numbers looking pretty good.
So to shift gears here just a little bit, what we need going forward, among other things, you can look at this 100 different ways, but you can't just have good players. You got to have some great players on the team. We have one, and I'm envisioning and hoping, and what we need is for Jack Caglione to be a great player. Now, he is about to be, or he has a strong chance to be the player of the month for August. I'm really hoping for that. But if this guy can become a superstar, I don't know if he can or not, but boy, he sure looks the part to me. You know, we've had hope for other guys. We've had rookies of the year for the Royals more than like two times, Jack Hamlin and Angel Barroso and guys like this that ended up petering out. But this guy looks, I'm going to ask you for your opinion when I'm done with this diatribe here, but this guy, if he keeps playing strong, he's hitting, what, .430 for the month? It's incredible. He looks like a ball player to me. He looks like a guy that can be a 40 home run, 115, hit .290. We need a beast. If we got Bobby and him, picture going forward that Jack can be an all-star every year. And we got these two stud sticks in the middle of the lineup. That's what I want to focus on. That's what I want to center on. That's what I saw tonight that made me happy. So let's go. Let's have him be a made man and really bring it home. And next year, after the strike, when the season starts in July, we will root for these guys and we'll get some other sticks to come along. And to end this call, I would like to do a group choo-choo. I got Big T from Shawnee here. So can we do that for you?
Sure. Let's hear it.
All right. Ready?
Yep. As always, let's go Royals.
Oh, love it. Hey, all right. Gino, happy birthday. Also a big happy birthday to Braden. Fifth straight birthday. Braden's been out at Kauffman Stadium. Second straight birthday in which he's seen his favorite baseball team come out on top. Now, one correction, Gino. It's a lockout, not a strike. Okay. Owners are going to lock the players out on December 1st. Now, as far as Jack Caglione is concerned, let me offer some clarity on the superstardom of Jack Caglione. A little bit of clarity, just like my friends at UMB Private Wealth provide a lot of clarity around your financial future. Caglione, in the three spot tonight, Cags goes 3-for-5. Drives in two, scores another. If you missed the game, Caglione with a man on and one out gets a first pitch heater from right-hander Mason Barnett. A fastball down and in. And Cags goes down and blasts it to the opposite field on the ground. Opposite field ground ball into left field for a one-out single. He would come around to score on Salvi's two-out, two-run single in the first. Royals jumped out to a 3-1 lead after Michael Wacha gave up a first-pitch home run to Jeff McNeil. So Cags with the single in the first. He would come to the plate in the fourth with Bobby on second and two outs. Cags facing another right-hander, another former Royal prospect, and Scott Blewett. Jack Caglione, in that sixth inning, fouls off back-to-back 2-2 offerings from Scott Blewett. And then he gets a cutter up and in, and he just kind of fists it over the second baseman's head into right field. Bob comes around to score. Royals go up 7-4. Cags had one more trip to the dish. That came in the eighth inning with Bobby once again on second. and only one out. Kags is down in the count 0-2, but gets a slider in the middle of the plate. Now, it's down at the bottom of the zone, but it splits the plates. And Kags pulls it through the right side into right field. Bob comes around to score again. So Kags goes 3-for-5 tonight. Bobby scored 4 runs. Wow. 4 runs scored. It's just the third time in his career Bob's had a game in which he scored 4 times. Hasn't happened since April of 2024. As a matter of fact, the first and only instances of Bobby Witt Jr. scoring 4 runs in a game, they both, prior to tonight, they both came in April of 2024. But clarity on Kags. Royals moved this guy to the 3-hole almost 2 months ago. Now, we all dreamed about what Kags could be, and Gino's alluding to it. You know, the idea of just put yourself on the mound. You're an opposing pitcher, and standing in the batter's box is Bobby Witt Jr., who I think everybody agrees is one of the 5 best baseball players on the planet. So you have him and his lightning quick hands and his powerful bat. Again, Bobby, since returning from the IL, is batting 340. So you have this guy standing in the batter's box. You know you can't make a mistake or else it's going yah-yah. Imagine you're standing on the mound facing Bobby Witt Jr. and then you look on deck and that monster is glaring at you. I'm trying to pitch to one of the best baseball players on the planet, and one of the most powerful baseball players on the planet is in the on-deck circle. Now, since Kags moved to the 3 spot, he's made 46 starts in that 3 spot. In those 46 starts, he's driven in 39 runs. He has a batting average of .294 and an OPS of .912. Gino, that as a number 3 hitter, that is superstar numbers. If those numbers tick up anymore, that's MVP type numbers. And honestly, if you go back to the beginning of June, who cares where he's hitting? Kags is one of the 10 best hitters in Major League Baseball, rubbing elbows with the guys that are going to vie for the MVP, the Camineros, the Yordan Alvarez, and Shohei Ohtani, and Pete Crow Armstrong. That's the company that Kags is keeping. And that clarity, again, provided by UMB Private Wealth. Are you looking forward to retirement? Well, make a game plan for your retirement income distribution from UMB Private Wealth. Go to umb.com/private wealth and schedule an appointment today. Advisory services offered by investment advisor representatives through UMB Private Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Royals win 9-5. Royals have now won 3 of the last 4. Let's go to Shane in Oak Grove. Shane, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Vern. Crown Club tonight, it's always just the best experience. Four rows off the field, and I'm just going to keep bringing up Kags. That's the topic of the hour. And last year, prior to him being called up, I drove down to Springdale and watched him in Double A, and he was a man among boys. And he looked so unbelievably comfortable at the plate. You have a 13-game hitting streak. Then that ends yesterday, but what do? You bounce back, and the man is just on fire. And so just put my kids to bed, so sorry I'm out of breath, but been running all over the house. But anyways, I'm just – we have one. Like, he belongs. He looks so unbelievably good at the plate, and he's square with the ball. He's hitting it to all fields, and he always has quality at-bats. And I loved his post-game interview that they played right before he came on with you. Right before you came on the air, and him just saying what happened tonight doesn't matter tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he's just got the every game is a new game, regardless of how good or bad it went. So he has that perfect big league mentality. So yeah, I'm very, no very doubt. Fired up.
Yeah, so. You should be. Shane, I appreciate the phone call. You should be fired up about a guy like Jack Caglione. How can you be anything but excited for what his 2027 could be? 40 home runs, of course, that's a possibility. Setting the single season franchise home run record is very much a possibility. Breaking Salvi and Soler's mark of 48 bombs. I think that's a possibility. What I find funny is I hear Fesco this morning talking about if only the Royals had managed Cags better early on this season, imagine where he'd be. I do not understand that thought process whatsoever. Because honestly, what we're talking about is like six games in April. You know, the Cags didn't play in six games that maybe you seem to feel as if he should have. But the thing I keep going back to when it comes to Jack Caglione is this. He was drafted in July of 2024. He made his big league debut 11 months later. 12 months after that, June of 2026, he has turned into one of the best 10 hitters in Major League Baseball. You know what, let's just, one of the 20 best hitters in Major League Baseball. So that means less than 2 years after he was drafted, he's one of the 20 best sluggers in the sport. And we're going to say that he was mishandled, mismanaged, misdeveloped? How? The guy doesn't turn 24 until February, and he's putting up superstar numbers. Here in the month of August, Jack Caglione has reached base in all 15 games. He has 20 RBIs in those 15 games while batting .424. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I don't think any aspect of Jack Caglione's career has been mishandled by this organization. If you disagree, let me know. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Again, the Golden Oak Lending phone line, 913-586-7965. Royals win. They take the opener of this four-game series with the A's. 9-5 is the final score. We get right back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods Postgame Show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Capture that. Now Witt rams one into left center field. That's going to scoop and go to the fence. Here comes Jensen to score. Witt's at second. And now he puts on the brakes with an RBI double. And the Royals lead 8-4, and Witt with a three-hit game.
Yeah, three hits, three RBIs, four runs scored for tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game, the great Bobby Witt Jr. In 13 games since returning from the injured list, he scored 15 runs, hit .340, and has five extra base hits. Now, what you just heard there in the eighth inning was Bob roasting a first pitch heater in the middle of the plate. He takes it to the gap in left center field. Three pitches later, Bob would score on a Jack Caglione single to right field. Bobby Witt Jr., tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. Let's hear what Bob had to say after the game on the field with Bridget Howard of Royals TV.
Thanks, Ryan. All right, Bobby, what a night for the offense. Humming early in this one. 9 runs, 13 hits. Vinny and Michael back from the IL. What sort of boost did they give this group from the start?
Yeah, it's always exciting getting those two guys back. And, just the energy set the tone from them just showing up to the field today. And then have a good night, and it was a good win.
Felt like there was no quit in this group tonight, a number of two-out rallies. How was this group able to just keep the line moving throughout this one?
Ooh. Oh, they missed on the Salvi splash. Izzy and Tolley whiffed.
We both dodged that one.
That was good.
But how was this group able to just keep the line moving throughout tonight?
Yeah, that's just what we preach in there, is just being relentless. Just going it one pitch at a time, just trying to be we're all working hard in there just to get better each and every day. I know we're not where we want to be, but we're just going to keep getting better every day and just keep stacking days.
It was quite the night for you. 3-for-4 at the plate, a 2-run homer, a stolen base, 3 RBI. Not much more Royals fans could ask for from you. What has felt right from you at the plate lately?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, you go out there and you're just playing the game. You're just enjoying the game, just playing it, like I said, one pitch at a time, just being able to control what I can out there and enjoy the moment.
Back-to-back days with a homer. We like to see it. Keep it going, Bobby. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I was hoping when she asked him, you know, what's been feeling right, for a split second I thought he was going to say, I don't know, I'm just a red-blooded American hit machine. Because whatever he says, you're like, come on, just say I'm the freaking man. That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling like I'm the best player on the field every time I step on the field. He should if he doesn't. Royals have now won 11 of the last 15 here at Kauffman Stadium. Text line is open for you. Phone lines are open for you. The phone number, the text line number, is 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. I see someone from the 816 giving some love to Michael Garcia and just how well his English is. Just how far he's come speaking English. If you missed it, Michael was nice enough to dial us up here on the postgame show. First time this season he's done that. He didn't feel comfortable doing it last year. So, yeah, that is commendable and very much appreciated. If you ever miss the postgame show or any of my interviews, you could find them on the podcast, the All Things Vern podcast. Rally Mantis is welcoming back Vinny and Michael on the text line. Somebody from the 785 giving me some love for hitting that plus 300 bet earlier today on the On Deck Show. No doubt. Appreciate you listening. On Deck Show each and every game day, 1 hour before first pitch, I give you a chance to win Royals tickets, and I give you a bet that hopefully turns out to be a winner. Let's go to the people. Let's go to David in Independence. David, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show as the Royals take game one from the A's, 9-5, our final score. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, almost called last night, half joking to give the hitting coaches props. So glad to hear you had to address that. But tonight, I'm on the same wavelength with your question as well with how I'll respond. I don't know if I'm crazy or delusional, but I mean, it feels crazy to be this hopeful given our record for this year. And Alon and I gave up on these guys, I think, for this season back in April. I think they blew a big lead against the Tigers, and I was already looking forward to the trade deadline. I didn't want to, but they looked dead. They weren't playing with fight, heart, or urgency, but they've shown me something in the second half. I think, if my numbers are right, they've split their series after the All-Star break, and they've won most of their home series. Tolbert put the team on his back for a few games. Massey's coming on a huge way. Collins is continuing to cement himself in left, and Cags is turning into whatever this thing is that we're witnessing. And the guys are finally getting healthy. Even Q sounds a bit more salty in his post-games, which I don't know what that's worth, but it feels like worth calling out. So obviously, yeah, people can say, but there's nothing to play for. But I think that's kind of the point. Like, these guys could have completely mailed it in and given up on the season because there's actually nothing to play for. But I think you reveal who you are when adversity hits, and they're in a pretty big hole. And I like what I've seen. Feels like they're playing for pride, one another, and hopefully what they can do for the city next year and in the future. So I have a question for you on the lineup next year and a closing comment on Urcig. I previously said I want another bat, but maybe I just forgot, and you called me out on it, but maybe I just forgot who was all on this team when they're healthy. So if Michael and Vinny can get even to like 75, 85% of what they were in 25, what's your expectations, realistic expectations for Collins and Jensen to develop in next year? And is that enough for our team? I'm curious your thoughts on that. And then with Urcig, I was on the fence a couple nights ago on the fence. You know, he gave up some hits and lost the game. But looking at his pitch breakdown since 24, he's almost completely gone away from his fastball and, you know, seeing things about shape and everything like that. But for my money, he's got to get back to that being his featured pitch and, you know, ride that thing rather than trying to conceal it, because being a crafty balance closer doesn't seem to be it. So appreciate your thoughts, Vern.
I appreciate your phone call, David. I appreciate your input. You always make the show better. You are moving up on the power rankings of callers here on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. To your question about the offense and Isaac Collins and Carter Jensen. First, to the question of is it enough? It had better be enough, because I don't think you're going to receive any sort of Christmas gift this offseason that's going to benefit the offense more than the nine guys you saw in the lineup tonight. Carter, Bob, and Cags, Michael, Vinny, Salvi, Massey, Collins, Izzy. I wouldn't be surprised if that's your opening day lineup. Wouldn't be surprised if that's the lineup you see, you know, knock on wood, so long as they can stay healthy. And wouldn't be surprised if that's the lineup you see for majority of the games in the first half of the season next year. Yeah, Isaac Collins is interesting. You know, I know it's only his second year of big league baseball, but that dude's a lot closer to the age of 30 than he is the age of 20. You know what? I'm going to let that breathe a little bit longer. I can't give you a good answer on Isaac Collins, because at times he's doing everything you thought he was going to do when they brought him here, right? Get on base, battle at the dish. But then there are also times where I'm wondering, man, is he just a football player? Just a super terrific athlete? That is, you know, a football player playing baseball, basically. You know, does he have those October instincts? But I want to let that breathe. Again, I'm kind of thinking out loud when it comes to Isaac Collins, and I don't want to say anything that I'll regret. Now, as far as Carter Jensen is concerned, you know, my only question with him is, does he stay at the top of the lineup? I'm not opposed to it, but boy, that's a lot to put on the plate of a 23-year-old, and he'll still be 23 on opening day next year. Now, you got to imagine he's going to be catching, you know, 5 out of every 7 games again next year, and hitting at the top of the lineup. Boy, that's a lot. Who else would I rather see at the top of the lineup, though? You know, it'd be great if Michael Garcia was returned to that spot and performed like we expected him to when he was there at the top this year. But man, that lefty-righty of Jensen, Bob, Cags, Michael, Vinny, Salvi, Massey, that sure does have a real nice flow to it. But I think Carter Jensen's the truth. Yeah, I think Carter Jensen is, you know, right there with Bob and Cags, as far as there are multiple All-Star games awaiting him. So I have no concerns about the offense other than, you know, can they stay healthy? They weren't able to this year, right? June 9th, Izzy goes down. A week after that, Vinny goes down. About a week after that, Michael and the pain in his hand is too much. A few weeks after that, Salvi can't throw because of his elbow, and then Bobby's back starts barking. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Bob and Izzy and Vinny and Michael and Salvi, but if they're unable to play, well, no, then it's not going to be enough. Bottom line, I think they run it back offensively. And I think the sole focus right now and moving forward and throughout this offseason should be to rebuild the pitching staff. And of course it is. That's why you saw Connor Thomas out there, the lefty that the Royals acquired from the A's a few weeks ago. Yeah, give him a look. Nate Pearson. Speaking of the bullpen, let's acknowledge the relievers real quick. Connor Thomas makes his Royals debut and works around a infield single that could have been attributed to Michael as an error. Well, even if it's not an error, that's a play that Mikey makes. So yeah, it was basically a 1-2-3 inning for Connor Thomas. Nate Pearson puts up a 0 in the 8th inning, but again, giving up some free passes. And that's what hurt him a couple of days ago. And tonight, Nate Pearson hits a guy and issues a two-out walk. So you need that cleaned up. Happy to see Steven Cruz clean up the mess left by Lucas Erceg. A lot of people talking about Erceg on the text line. I see Justin in Oklahoma City, KD in North Carolina. Yeah, it's, you know, puzzling, disappointing, but it's still a good trade. The Royals still won the Lucas Erceg trade. And when you know that stuff is in there somewhere and you believe that the issue right now is more mental, more spiritual, more confidence than anything else, yeah, I'm sticking with Erceg and hope that he can come back strong in 2027. I'm not banking on him. I'm not giving him any high leverage role in 2027, but he's still a part of the team. At least for me, he certainly would be. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Royals win 9-5. Record is still 22 games below 500. Let's go to Scott. You're next up on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Scott, always nice to hear from you, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, good talking to you, man. I don't have the juice for those West Coast road trip call-in postgame shows, man.
It's all good.
These days.
It's all good.
You know, I debate even calling in because maybe I'm going to be a detractor or raining on the parade. I like what I'm seeing at Cags. I'll cut him a little bit of slack. He's a rookie, a little learning curve. But the question I have for this team isn't going to be able to be answered until next year. Can they do it when it matters, when there's pressure, when there's expectations, when there's something to play for? The previous caller, he had a great call. You're not getting any credit for me for not packing it in at the end of the season. You're professionals. You're getting paid until the end of the season. So yep. You should play till the end of the season. But I want to see this team do it. And like I said, when there's something to play for earlier in the season, I mean, the offense sucked earlier in the year. The bullpen sucked earlier in the year. And that was before the injuries. I mean, the 10 game losing streaks and the games where Waka is pitching out of his mind and giving you, you know, one run over eight innings and you're losing 2-1. That was before the injury. So I want to enjoy the wins. I don't want to be too much of a downer, but again, man, they're not going to be able to answer the questions I have until next year.
That's a great phone call, Scott. I'm nodding along with everything that you said. And I can't imagine that anybody hears what you have to say and would characterize you as certainly not a pessimist or negative, you know, at least I wouldn't. I mean, you make fair points and you are right. These guys were healthy in late April and early May and they stunk. Almost all of them. Okay, maybe not Michael and Bobby didn't stink, but he wasn't an MVP. He wasn't living up to the Bobby Witt Jr. billing early on. No, I think you make a fair point, Scott. And this goes back to the question I posed to open up the show. What are you going to say tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Because no matter what happens on this homestand, honestly, no matter what happens down the stretch, you and I are going to run into this. Now, with some people, yeah, like, you know, like Scott, it's easy to have a conversation because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all hoping for the same thing. We all want the Royals to be successful. We want the Royals to win. But I want to know, what are you going to say when you hear a detractor respond with, no big deal? Yeah, the Royals won 9-5, big deal. I've seen it before. A late season run when the team's already out of it. And we've already turned our attention to the Chiefs. I saw this in 2019. I saw this in 2021. I saw this back in 2012. Right? I've seen it before. We've all seen it before. So, Vern, I'm not buying it. What should I say when I'm met with that? What are you going to say when you're met with that tomorrow at work, at the next get-together with the boys or the girls? What are you going to say? Text line 913-586-7965. From the 816, Vern, I'll give him two arms across the front, Degeneration X style. Just tell him to suck it. Okay. From the 913, oh, here we go. Here comes everybody beating their chest. How good the future of this Royals team will be after beating another worthless team. Save it, Vern. That's from the 913, and that text was sent before the show even started. Here comes everyone beating their chests, talking about how good the future of the Royals will be after beating another worthless team. How do you respond to that? 913-586-7965. Royals take game one from the A's. 9-5, our final score. Let's go to Showtime in Kansas City. Showtime, it's your time.
Oh, hey there, Vern. Big Bob and the boys got it done tonight, Vern. And Big Bob went yard, and he got it done. And we got to salute the captain, Salvador Perez. Anytime Salvi does anything in a baseball game, positive and good, is living history. So anybody who was there tonight that got to see it or saw it on TV, that's amazing, Vern. You know what else? Everybody got to get off my guy. Lights out. Lucas Urseg, it's like Top Gun, Vern. Got to keep sending him out there. He's got the arm. He's got it, and he'll get it done. He's got to keep putting him out there. He's got like 3 years of club control. He'll get it done. He'll get it back. He's going to be our closer, Vern. He's going to get it done. Hey, and Vern, I'll tell you what, all these other major league teams are signing up and locking up their young talent. We got to lock up Carter Jensen. We got to give him the country breakfast special. Talking 5 years, $55 million, you know, like Billy Butler, and just get him locked in because he's good leading off and he's a catcher. You got to get him locked up before he hits free agency, Vern. And you got to stay off Lucas Urseg. He's the guy. Lights out. Showtime, right, Kansas City.
Yeah, you're not helping your case there at the end, Showtime. I appreciate it. $55 million will not get it done for 5 years of, well, actually, 5 years, Carter Jensen would sign that right now, but that would be a terrible move for the Royals. I mean, you would get no, you wouldn't buy up 1 year of his free agency. You're basically just giving him $55 million for no reason. No, I've made it perfectly clear where I stand on extensions with Carter and Cags. If I'm Caglione, I am not interested in talking about it right now. Maybe next year at the All-Star break we could talk about it. But I think I am just now starting to show the baseball world who I am. So if I'm Cags, I am not interested. And it breaks my heart to say this, but I told all of you, when he slept through that alarm before his first start at Kauffman Stadium, that eliminated any sort of contract extension interest on my behalf in 2026. He's been awesome ever since. He's almost through 2026. And this is just me. You know, who cares what I think? But my opinion, I'm not sitting down with Carter Jensen until the end of next season. Maybe midway through next year. But no, I'm not interested in extending him. I would be interested in extending Cags, but if I'm Cags, I say thanks, but no thanks. Royals win. They're now 30-30 at home this season, and even .500. Let's go to Brandon in Shawnee. Brandon, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I know it's been a long time, but you know, to what he said about Lucas Urseg earlier, look, I love the dude. His story helped me get sober. You know, I really, really wish he'd just pray to God through his struggles, because I don't know what else is going to fix it. Because he pitches like he hits his zones, it looks like, and then all of a sudden he just blows up. I feel like he lacks confidence as soon as anything starts to happen. He's just kind of got the knock on wood yips. And, yeah, definitely lock up Jack Caglione long-term. That dude is magma hot. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking my call, Vern.
Yeah, appreciate it. Was Showtime talking about Cags? Did I mishear him? I thought he was talking about Carter Jensen. Either way, I answered both. Jensen, by the way, 1-for-5 tonight. He did pick up a double It's Jensen's 42nd extra base hit of the season. There is only one rookie in the sport with more extra base hits than Kansas City's own Carter Jensen. Royals win 9-5. We take our final quick timeout. Get right back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Start eating right at GuaranteedFoods.com. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
One ball, no strikes. Runner at second. And there's a blast into left field off the bat of Witt. And gone, Bobby Witt Jr. That's 15. It is 5-1 Royals, and for Mason Barnett, he has now surrendered 12 home runs in 40 innings.
Oof, oof. Mason Barnett, of course, the right-hander the Royals traded to the A's for Lucas Hursig. Mason Barnett gives up 6 runs and doesn't finish the third inning. Royals win 9-5. Bobby Witt Jr., our Guaranteed Foods player of the game. He goes 3-for-4, scores 4 runs, and drives in 3. As you heard, he belts his 15th home run of the season. Can't put a pitch there to Bobby Witt Jr. Come on, Mason Barnett. What are you doing? A 1-0 heater, 95 on a tee. Bobby destroyed that thing. That was 107 miles per hour coming off his bat. It was a line drive over the left field wall. Bobby's just the 5th Royals player in history with 5 straight seasons of 15-plus home runs. Bobby's home run tonight, that means another $50 being donated to the Prostate Cancer Foundation. Yeah, this year we've partnered with KCUC, and they're donating $50 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for every home run the Boys in Blue hit this season. 1 in 8 men will face prostate cancer, and look, early detection saves lives. And at KCUC, Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced urology team, you see the best in KC. Schedule today at kcuc.com. Royals win 9-5. They take the opener of this 4-game series with the Athletics. Let's go to Eric in Independence. Eric, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Josh. Always a joy to see you after the game. Hope you enjoy that little treat. You know, on that bag, it says shareable. But
yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah, right. Talking about these M&Ms. Yeah, right. I'm eating that whole thing. I was just trying to figure out how I'm going to sneak it into the house without the wife seeing it tomorrow morning.
Oh, my gosh. You're funny. Well, hey, you know, just before you took my call, I got a little ping on my phone, and the Kansas City Royals sent me an email and said, how was the Royals game? And they want that feedback, you know.
Sure.
As we were pulling into the stadium tonight, I told my kids, I said, look, we need to remain thankful. Think of what they're maybe like 13, 14, 15 games today, and maybe a 500,000 people got to go to Major League Baseball games in America and Canada tonight, and only 12,000 of us were in the building with Mr. Josh Vernier. And so this is a real treat for us while we're still living in Independence. Very thankful for the flash sale on the 816 tickets. We did not want to keep you because you were holding court with many of your denizens there around the studio. But Hannah wanted to say that she didn't have more time to prepare you cookies. That's why I kind of grabbed the impulse buy, granted. But I wanted to grab you that little treat. You know, on the way out, Daniel and I were talking, and he said, you know, the bullpen was solid tonight. I said, oh, but, you know, what that closer position, Daniel, is part of the bullpen collection. And that's what we're looking for. My guy Jay recently just told me, he said, you know, we're looking for that lights out potential. And that's what we're longing for. It makes the game so much more exciting when you have someone like, I've talked about him before, Aroldis Chapman, who comes in and you just feel like the guy is like Goku. Like he's just going to throw a Kamehameha like our guy Carlos. had. And so that's lacking in that intensity and maybe even that sense of promise. You gift wrap a package like that for Lucas. Mr. Showtime, please don't get upset. Please do not call back in and try to flame me. But, you know, that's where we want Lucas to be for us, where there's that sense of comfort, that sense of confidence. Otherwise, hey, man, a great night. Thankful to the Royals for the flash sale on the tickets. Get to come out, see a great game. Royals win, and, of course, see you, my guy.
Hey, always nice hearing from you. Always nice seeing you and the family, Eric. I appreciate the M&Ms. Tell Hannah, yes, I was and am looking forward to the next chocolate crinkle cookies, if she's able to drop them off. But certainly you do not need to bring those to the ballpark. Just means enough that you stop by and you say hi. Always nice to see y'all. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Royals win 9-5. The win goes to Michael Wacha. Wacha goes 5 innings, gives up 4 runs on 6 hits. Doesn't walk a batter. He struck out 3. He goes 5 innings for the 24th time this season. 5 innings in 24 of his 25 outings this year. That's the third most in all of Major League Baseball. Only Sandy Alcantara and the Phillies' Christopher Sanchez have logged more innings this year than Michael Wacha. How about that? Top three in Major League Baseball. Let's hear what he had to say after the game to the microphones of Royals TV.
Pitch homer, not the way you want to start, but how'd you feel like you settled in this one?
Yeah, you know, I know he's an aggressive guy. I've been playing against him for years, and yeah, just pulled it over to the heart of the plate and, you know, got jumped and, you know, was able to, you know, ended up giving up a couple more hits that inning, but was able to get a big double play to keep him at that one. And then, yeah, kind of started cruising there for a few innings in between, and then got in some terrible counts there in that fifth inning. You know, gave a couple more homers there and some hard hits. And, yeah, no, wish I would have been able to finish that one out a little bit stronger there. But, you know, the offense came up, picked me up, you know, right there from the jump. You know, that bottom of the first answered back with a 3 spot and then, you know, kept on adding on the rest of the night.
You mentioned the counts, just a little command off a little bit tonight for you.
Right, yeah, yeah. Just, I don't know, just like a little out of sync, I felt like. You know, just wasn't getting ahead in that inning and, you know, they were in the driver's seat and then, yeah, the heaters that, you know, they were ready for and were able to put good swings on them.
Yeah, perfect synopsis as you've come to expect from Michael Wacha. First pitch of the game, he's jumped by Jeff McNeil. He blasts that first pitch into the right field bullpen. Royals are down 1-0. But the Royals score 3 in the first, 2 in the second, another in the third, and go up 6-1. Wacha comes out for his final inning of work, that fifth, and as he mentioned, just fell behind way too many. It fell behind everybody. It fell behind some guy named Tommy White, 2-0, and then left a heater up in the zone, and he belted it for a solo job. Wacha then fell behind another dude named Donovan Walton, 2-0. And then he leaves 94 out over the dish, and that's spanked off the left field wall. And then Wacha falls behind some dude named Brian Servin, 1-0. And then he puts a gorgeous swing on a right-on-right changeup from Wacha, down and in to the right-handed hitting Brian Servin. And he hits a 2-run home run off of Michael Wacha. So, yeah, again, perfectly encapsulated with everything you just heard the right-hander have to say. Royals win the game. 9-5 is our final score. Let's go to J.D. in Chanute. J.D., you're next up on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show.
Well,
go ahead.
Hello there, Vern. Got my phone kind of thing. He was talking about M&Ms. I think I have those little M&M characters, and they have a round bowl to put your M&Ms in. I think my brother got me that for Christmas years ago.
What do you think about the Royals, though?
I am proud. I will bite, by golly, with what few teeth I got, the damage they will do, and then my gums will do damage too.
Sure, sure, sure.
But well, I am good. Proud of the Royals, and they've got this winning streak going, and who knows, maybe they'll start, maybe them games in the hole, maybe they'll get closer to 500. I don't give up on them. I'm always standing shoulder to shoulder with them.
Well, that's nice to hear. JD, I appreciate the phone call. It was nice seeing Garrett from Olathe swing by the booth before the game. Garrett, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show as your boys pulled it out with you in attendance. Did you have a good time tonight?
Yes, I did. Vern, I got a ball from the A's bullpen coach before the game, and then I got a ball from Vinny Pasquantino.
Well, that bullpen coach may have been wondering if you had an arm. He may have been looking for help, Garrett.
Yeah, well, so have the Royals been. But anyways, I had a good game. Sure. I got to see some of my family there after the first or second inning. And then, yeah, just the Royals had a good offense. You know, getting back healthy and everything, I think showing the true potential of how this team can really be dangerous next year. If we can just get some pitching, we could be really dangerous next year, Vern. So I hope to see you out on Saturday. So
I hope so. I'll be here, Garrett. Well, you know, God willing, I'll be here. Thanks for the phone call. Royals win 9-5. They take the opener of this four-game series. If you missed it, Michael Garcia was nice enough to dial us up as he, along with Vinny Pasquantino, appeared in their first games off the IL. Michael's first at-bat comes with a man in scoring position, and he drives him in. Garcia this season is batting .345 with runners in scoring position, and for his career, Mikey is a .288 hitter in those clutch situations, those hitting with runners in scoring position situations. Let's hear from his fellow Venezuelan, Salvador Perez, the captain, following his 1-for-3 performance tonight. Salvi really made that first inning hurt the A's. Right, Salvi comes to the plate after Mikey's RBI single. Salvi comes to the plate with two on, two in scoring position, and two outs. And Salvi works the count full, expands for a full count sweeper away that's down and off the plate away. Salvi expands and just kind of pokes it into shallow center field for a two-out, two-run single. Royals go up 3-1. Royals go on to win 9-5. Let's hear from the future Hall of Famer, the great Salvador Perez.
Was it to finally see this lineup with getting Michael and Vinny back in? How'd you feel that boost from the start?
Pretty good. You know, super happy. I think we're all happy to have Vinny and Michael back, you know. Not been tough for them. We all know how much they love to play. You know, but they had to play when you hurt. So now they're healthy and they're going to enjoy the team for the rest of the season.
What'd you see from this offense tonight, specifically with two outs, just being able to come up big and keep the line moving?
We're trying to do our job, you know, try to help our team to win. And we put some pretty good scene today early in the game. So that was good. Give you a little breath to Walker. You've been doing an amazing job for us all season long. So that was good for us tonight.
You guys had a lot of guys step up when those two players were on the IL, Michael and Vinny, but it feel like you guys were all back tonight and the lineup, you know, that you've come to know over the years was back?
Yeah, I think the guy was in here when Vinny and Michael got here. They're doing a pretty good job, too. They went prepare himself every day. They try to do the best for us, you know. But, yeah, of course, you know, Vinny and Michael, they're part of the team. Everyday player is kind of a little bit different.
Yeah, Salvador Perez with those two RBIs in the first inning. Salvi's career total is now just 15 RBIs away from matching the career total of Hall of Famer Kirby Puckett. Let's go to Dan in KCK. Dan, you're on the Guaranteed Foods postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Josh. How you doing? Great win by the Royals, and congratulations to Salvador passing Cal McRae for most RBIs in Kauffman Stadium, and a great night for Bobby with the home run, and it was a grind for Walker, but he got through five innings, so yeah, let's beat up the A's some more. Let's take care of business tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, Dan, take care of yourself, buddy. I appreciate it. A shout-out to Dr. C on the text line. I appreciate you listening. Travis in Ottawa, Kansas is interested in the new pitcher that threw for his MLB debut? I'm guessing you're talking about Connor Thomas, right? The lefty that the Royals acquired from the A's. I don't think that was his big league debut, was it? No. He's appeared in the big leagues before. This was his fifth big league game. I don't have any thoughts. Maybe I'll have some thoughts on him in a few weeks, but it's one appearance. Put up a zero, so a good start. But I've seen a lot of guys put up a zero one time. What's he doing a month from now, right? Going to let that breathe as well. I appreciate y'all listening. Hopefully you're ready to get locked in for game two because, wow, what a pitching matchup. Jack Perkins going for the A's. Daniel Lynch for the Royals. I'm excited to see what Daniel Lynch does. His third outing since rejoining the rotation. And I'm excited to learn who Jack Perkins is. So I'll find out. I'll pass it along tomorrow. We'll also get you all juiced up for the Daniel Lynch start against the Sacramento Athletics. 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Special thanks to Nathan Williams back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow.